In an often barren valley a couple of hundred miles northeast of San Francisco, in a place called Hat Creek, astronomers today officially inaugurate one of the world's great research instruments. It is a telescope made up of many telescopes, 42 huge satellite dishes, and they're going to add another 300 or so of them. It's going to be the biggest telescope in the world. Even better, these are radio telescopes. It's owned and operated by UC Berkeley and the Search for Extraterrestrial Life Institute, that's SETI, but it is named the Allen Telescope Array after Chief Benefactor Paul Allen, who joins us by telephone. Paul Allen, welcome. You've put tens of millions of dollars into this and your name on it. Why?
Well, I think it's really important to try to find ways to improve the instruments that scientists use to map the galaxies or look for dark matter or also look for signs of extraterrestrial life, signals if there are some out there. So really, this has been an investment over a long period of time. We've been working on this for over 7 years to build a very inexpensive but very capable new radio telescope.
When you say inexpensive, it's about $50 million for this telescope array, as it's called. What exactly is a telescope array?
Well, if you can imagine the larger satellite dishes that people used to have in their backyards to receive satellite TV signals, this is kind of a combination of the signals from a bunch of those. They're actually about 20 feet in diameter, and using modern electronics from developed for computers and other super fast electronic systems, you combine the signals from all these dishes. And in doing so, you get a kind of a unique instrument that can look at a large area of the sky and also do multiple experiments at the same time.
A fact sheet from your group lists as a key goal, determine the neutral hydrogen content of galaxies over three-quarters of the sky. Maybe this is a sad commentary on general scientific knowledge, but a lot of people would have no idea what you would be doing with that information, and I am among them.
You know, when I met with the scientists recently, they talked about looking for evidence of dark matter and some of the fascinating questions that we just still don't know the answers to that exist in astronomy.
And there is some hope that you might pick up a signal of extraterrestrial life.
It's a possibility, and I've been fascinated with that idea. Going back to my days as a science fiction reader, we have a science fiction museum here in Seattle, and I got a chance to meet Carl Sagan, you know, over 10 years ago before he passed away, and he pitched me on the idea of continuing to support SETI research when funding was being cut off. So I think that's an interesting aspect of what we're doing, but there's a huge emphasis here on doing conventional radio astronomy to answer the scientific questions, the fundamental scientific questions.
The neat part is maybe we'd find extraterrestrial life, but really the scientists want to know about neutral hydrogen content.
Yeah, I mean, there are many questions like that that are like the building blocks of astronomy that these kind of instruments are tuned for. And at the same time, while they're doing that, you can take a signal from this array and feed it into something that will detect something that looks like an artificial signal at the same time. Certainly, if my phone rang, I'm actually first on the list if they find something to get the call to hear if there is a signal out there. But again, it's a long shot.
That's what you get for putting up all the money and getting your name on the array. That's pretty good, though, isn't it?
It would certainly be a fantastic occurrence, but again, I think the main reward here is to come up with a new instrument to do general purpose radio astronomy and really help forward understanding of the universe, and that's why I'm really excited about this announcement.
You're the co-founder of Microsoft. You know as well as anyone about the pace of technology and how hardware goes out of date so quickly and software keeps evolving. Are we going to read in two more years that some development has rendered this technology obsolete?
Well, one of the great things about the approach we've taken here is that the processing of the signals and the combination of the signals, you know, really has been enabled by all these advances in technology. And so if there was better processing technology, a better CPU or something, we could actually hook that up to the array that we've got. So there will be evolution of technology there, and we'll stand to benefit like other people doing similar projects.
Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Paul Allen, the Allen Telescope Array officially goes online today in Hat Creek, California. Paul Allen, thank you.
Thank you.